Kof Ches Tishrei, Sunday the 11th of October, Rabbi Moshe Salel Gosnas. What you eat is what you are. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Gosnas, Lili Nishmas Maras Chaya Rezel Bas Reb Michoel Halevi. Aleha Shalom.
It's a big schus for me to stand here today on my grandmother's first yahrzeit to share with you Divrei Torah. Just two very slight, short words that negate to the Torah. She was a choshava lady that left an impression on all of us, and many great things can be said about her. But one thing negate to today is whenever we were at a meal, she was always, no, where's the Dvar Torah, where's the Zmiris? Whenever there was an opportunity for a drosha, she'd make me get up and say a drosha, sheva brachas, a meal, whatever it was. So that sort of, I thought it was appropriate then that we should speak about food. What you eat is what you are, because by food is always where she trained me, is you're meant to speak Torah and turn the mundane into holy. May this be a schus to her neshama. In this week's Sedra and last week's Sedra, there's a lot to do with food. You see, we get the first het of eating in last week's Sedra, they're allowed to eat the rokas. And then in this week's Sedra, Parshas Loyach, you're allowed to eat meat. So, we're going to see what was mutter and what became mutter later. So the pasuk says, in Perik Aleph Pasuk of Tes of Bereshis, V'yoyme Elohim, Hashem says, Hine yinosati lochem es kol esev, all the grasses, the herbs, Zorea Zera, they have seeds, Asha al pnei kol ha'aretz, which is on the land, Ves kol ha'etz, and all the trees, Asha boi pri etz, which have in it fruit, Zorea Zora, that have seeds, Lochem yieh le'ochlo, it is for you to eat. And then the Pasuk carries on, in Pasuk Lamed, and says the same thing for the animals. It doesn't mention there anything about seeds. It just says that they can have kol yerek esev. So the Ramban already says that there's a difference between what's mutter at the time of Adam Rishon to an animal, and what's mutter to a human being. To a human being was mutter, fruits, and seeds, and all things basically that had seeds. Over and above that, what was mutter to an animal? Because for an animal, it was only mutter things that don't have seeds, i.e., hay, things like that. Maybe, I'm not sure, maybe the kernels of something that has a seed, I don't know. I have to check that up still. But al kaponim, they weren't allowed seeds. And they also.
Animals don't ask.
Sorry, yeah. Good question. But lamaisa, that is, that's what state.
How do you prevent the animals from eating?
Yeah, there's a big question. It's a question this week said with Ramban about it. It says an animal that kills a human being, there'll be punishment. How's he going to get punished? So it means Hashem will put in his teva. Ramban says Hashem will put in his teva that he will keep to this rule. That's the basic explanation. There's more to it. It's another whole shir where the animals have punishment, etc. But that's not for now. Okay, so the Ramban learns there's a difference between humans and animals. Humans can have more, but no one can have meat. Rashi also holds no one can have meat, but he doesn't say there's this difference between humans and animals. He holds herbs is for everyone, the greeneries are for everyone, animals, humans, all the same. They're allowed to have all the same greeneries. I'll read you Rashi. Rashi says, Lochem ye lo'ochlo l'chol chayis ha'oretz. Hitch v'lehem ha'kosuv behemis v'chayis l'machol. Animals and human beings are the same. They're allowed to eat the same things. V'loy hirsha lo'odom li'ishtoy l'homis beria v'lecho bosa. But, Odom and his wife was not allowed to kill an animal in order to eat meat.
Not just fish.
Also, it's mavur from Parshas Noach, but also fish. They deal with it. In Parshas Noach it says, I let you have the fish. So it seems that fish was also as well. Okay, so Rashi and Ramban are cholokim. Rashi holds all greenery was allowed to the animals and the humans, and Rabban holds only certain greenery was allowed to the animals and all greenery to the human beings. That's the simple way of understanding it. There is a little bit of different mahalchim within. Now, Rashi says that the human beings couldn't kill an animal. They couldn't kill an animal in order to have meat. There are actually those that are madaig, that animals could kill animals to eat meat. But that's, again, not for now. Human beings can't kill animals in order to eat meat. The Malbim says something very interesting here. He says that the Choikrim, the professors, they researched the human being's mouth, and they found that according to the way his teeth are set and his jaws, etc., he is not really made to eat meat. A human being is not made to eat meat. And it only came, as we see in Parshas Noach, we suddenly become mutter to eat meat. It only came be'ikvois ha-chet. Because of the chet, we became more taivadik, and us and the animals needed meat. But before the sin, we wouldn't have needed meat, and we're not built to eat meat, although some animals are. He says, where do you get the proteins from? So he says, there's places in India, I don't know, that's what he says, there's places in India where they eat mainly fruit, and they're much calmer people. And he says, in Asia, you'll find plants there, which has all the proteins you need, instead of meat. There are certain plants, I know that people buy from Japan, all these sort of things as well, the health shops. You can buy Japanese things that have all the same sort of proteins as meat. So, actually my grandmother, if we're already at it, she and her late years didn't have meat, and she had all the same proteins from these sort of herbal things. So Kaponim, we're not built for any. He says, he says, when Mashiach comes, the lion will be like the cow, and he'll be eating greenery. Back to the halach of the Ramban, they'll be eating greenery, non-seed, greenery that doesn't have seeds. And I think the way I understood it, the human will also go back to not eating meat, but then you get into problems of Kavonus and the Sud of the Leviosan, etc. So I'm not too sure about that point. Sorry? Oinig Yom Tov. Exactly. So it could be, though, and Oinig Yom Tov, what would the other Rishon have done? Yeah, so I said Leviosan and all, yeah. But it's maybe Nishta Zogifelach, because we're going to get to a point. I just thought now it could be we can connect it and maybe make it a bit easier. But Akaponim, he says the animals for sure will return to eating the greens. Now, we have to declare in Rashi. Rashi says that there was no permission given to the human being to kill an animal in order to eat it. What happens if the animal dies and is an avela? It dies without being killed. Can the human being eat it? Right? He says, the lashon of Rashi is, to kill a beria, v'lechel amenu. It's not allowed to kill a beria and eat from it. Can he eat from an animal that dies? So, there's stodim lekan or lekan, because you see, Rashi here, as we said, is meduyuk, they're not allowed to kill the animal. Mashma, if it's found dead, you can have it. Me'idach Gisa, Rashi says, what can you have? You can only have greenery. Sounds like you can't even have meat of an animal that died by itself. And in Parshas Noach, Rashi is more explicit and he seems to say, all meat is osa. So we're left a bit unclear as to what Rashi's opinion is. Now, the Ramban's opinion is all meat is osa. All meat is osa. Even an animal that dies by itself, it's osa. Though he says the reason for the Issa is to have rachmanas on the animal, and when it dies by itself, what did you do wrong? You had rachmanas on the animal, why can't you eat it? But it seems to be a blanket issa. What about Rashi? So the Re'eim, Rabbi Eli Mizrahi, one of the famous Perushim on Rashi, he asks a question like this, which seems to hint to the question we're asking. He says, why does Rashi say, what's his whole arichus? Rashi says, Adam wasn't allowed to kill an animal and eat meat. Just say, Adam wasn't allowed to eat meat. So he seems to be smelling out here that it's only with a certain tanai Adam's not allowed to eat meat when he kills the animal. However, when he says his teretz, you're left again a bit wondering. He says the answer like this. He says the reason why Rashi didn't say, stam, you can't eat meat, because Rashi wants to give you the reason why you can't eat meat. The reason why you can't eat meat is so you shouldn't kill animals. You shouldn't kill animals. Why not to kill animals? Because it was an issa to kill animals, whatever the reason is. There's a few different mahalakim what the reason is, but it's an issa to kill animals for their meat. So now we're left wondering. So fine, so Rashi didn't say you can't eat meat. Rashi said you can't kill an animal because he wants to tell you why you can't eat meat. But now that we know you can't kill an animal to eat meat. If it died by itself, can you eat it or not? We're left wondering again. Because on one hand you can say, yes, because you didn't kill the animal. The whole point of this issa was that you shouldn't kill the animal to eat meat. Or do you say, no, the reason why we assed meat, the reason of this issa of eating meat is so you shouldn't kill the animal to eat meat. But it's a blanket issa, and even when he didn't kill the animal, it's ossa. And I'll make it a bit easier to understand. The Maral learns, he says the same things as the Re'im, and he learns it's completely ossa to eat meat, even when it dies by itself. He says, why? Bishlem, if you kill it, we said you're not allowed to kill, the point is not to kill an animal to eat its meat. And one of the reasons is that it shouldn't go extinct. So animals shouldn't be extinct. Why would they be extinct? Because they never got a brocha yet. The fish got a brocha, then they'll survive, even though they're hunted, they'll survive. The animals didn't get a brocha yet. Why? Because it was before the chait, and the nochash had to get a klola. So you couldn't get, Hashem didn't want to give a brocha when something was still going to get a klola. So since it didn't have a brocha, it would become extinct. Therefore, the Torah says you're not allowed to hunt it. But the truth is that it's osa even if you don't hunt it. Why? Because if you'll say it's mutter if you don't hunt it when it dies by itself, what you'll do, you'll starve it. You won't give it to eat, and it'll drop dead. And therefore, that's osa as well. Now that's a bit hard to understand, okay, you know, but you didn't kill it, after all. It's a rare, but again, first of all, that way they can become extinct. Second of all, it's still within the frameworks of being cruel to the animal. And one of the reasons, the Avraham Avinu specifically, and the Ramban says the reason why meat was osa is because it teaches us to be cruel. To kill animals, it teaches us to be cruel. And therefore, meat is osa. And that's why even when it became mutter to Noyach, still Eva Menachai stays osa, says Avraham Avinu, because that's achzori b'yosa. That's very cruel, start pulling off a limb of a live animal. So the idea of the issa of having an animal, eating an animal, is cruelty. So we can understand that starvation to the animal is within the frameworks of that issa. You're starving the animal, you're not killing it, but it's being cruel, you're learning cruelty. And therefore that as well is osa. Even if it dies by itself, we say it's osa because we're worried you'll come to cruelty of not feeding it in order that you can have meat. The Rechaim famously says, by Ir HaNidachas, when you wipe out the town of Avodah Zarah, you can learn to be a murderer because you're getting used to killing. So the Torah says, he says actually a very interesting thing, he says he spoke to Yishma'elim, the heads, the executioners of the king, and he asked them, you know, what's it like to kill someone that's on the block? So he says, it's the biggest tainug in the world. Once you get used to it, and you lose your rachmanus, says they're cut off, nichras midas harachamim mehem, and the ISIS, yeah, and therefore they love killing, and that's the danger of killing out near Anidachas. And therefore the Mekor HaRachamim, Hashem says, "V'nosen l'cha rachamim v'richamcha." Even though you're doing this, and it could be moiled achzorius, Hashem will bless you with mercy, and therefore you will stay merciful. So we see there's a danger when one gets too close to the knife. I actually learned once by a sofer in Eretz Yisrael, Safrus. He was also a shaykh at the Baal Tekeh and everything. He told me he used to do shechita and he stopped. Why? Because he used to come home with his knife every day, and when there was flowers nearby, he'd chop it. And whatever was nearby, he'd chop it. He said his lust for blood became so great after becoming a shaykh. But then the Gemara says if you are a bloodletter, if you're someone that has within him that streak of murder, then you should be a shaykh. But if you become more murderous, then...
Because
of the blood, yeah. Okay, so the Ramban actually says, that even when we are mutter to shecht, he says the shechita is dafka on the neck by the simonim, it's a quick death, less painful. So there you go for the lobbying for shechita, he says it. And he says, He says that that's why Eved Melacha is Osa. And he says that's why we make a bracha, Asher Kishonim Tzoyz Bitzvonu Ala Shkita. What on earth does that mean? What's that got to do with anything? So the Chasam Sofer Tshuvas in Orech Chaim Nun Dalet says like this. He says there's a big shaila, what is the bracha on Shkita? There's no mitzvah to shecht. Don't have meat. It's if you want to have meat, you have to shecht. It's not a dover chiyuvi to go and shecht. So what's the bracha Asher Tzivonu Ala Shkita? What's the Tzivonu? So the Taz famously says that it's a bracha shlili. It's negative. It's saying we're not allowed to have Eved Menachai. We're doing Shkita. So it's going on our Issa. It's saying we're thanking Hashem for giving us this Issa and we're shechting. But the Chassid Sofer says if we look in the Rishonim, we don't make a bracha on a negative. We make a bracha only on a positive. Sorry? Yeah, but still, he says it's not something that you that's chiyuvi that you have to go and do it if you come to it. So yeah, so he says that pshat is that it's the Ramban says tzar ba'al chaim is the raisa, and that's pshat. Asher kishonim tzoyz mitzvonu al hashchita, that I'm being mekayim not to do tzar ba'al chaim. I'm doing it in the best possible way to shecht it in the simonim. So that's what the Ramban means, that because the inyan of eating the animals is a problem of tzar ba'al chaim, we shecht it by the neck, and we say, Asher kishonim tzoyz mitzvonu al hashchita, because shchita is the mitzvah, positive mitzvah of tzar ba'al chaim. I don't know, actually, it's also a bit of a negative. Lerachim, lerachim. No, he says it's positive, it's a rachmonus. It's a rachmonus, it's a rachmonus. It's a rachmonus, it's positive, it is positive. Okay. Now, so far we have in Rashi that if it dies by itself, says the Maral, it's still awesome. Comes along the Maskil of David, one of the Mefarshei Rashi, and he says, I argue, I disagree, and if it dies by itself, it's mutter, and he has a gewaldige raya. He has a gewaldige raya. Why, if it dies by itself, it will be mutter? Because it says by Noach, when the bosser became mutter to Noach, it says, I read it out to you. In Peruk Tes, Pasuk Gimel, it says like this: Kol remes ashehu chai, lochem yeh leochlo. Anything that is alive, you can eat. What does it mean? Anything that's alive. Obviously, anything that's alive, and anything that's dead, you can't eat. They were allowed. Nevela. They were allowed nevela. Bnei Noach. So what do you mean? Everything that's alive. Elmai, he's saying like this. Anything that's dead, even Adam was allowed, because it died by itself. That's what I mean. But something that's alive and you want to make it dead, that was also to Adam. And you, Noach, it's mutter to you. It says Mavua from the Diak in the Pasuk, Kol Remes Asher Uchai, that till now, even Adam was allowed something dead. Meis Memela, he was allowed. The whole extra heta for Noach was to kill something.
So why can't the whole thing's wrong?
Coming. Kind of hell is coming. But that's Karbonus. Karbonus is a bit different. Karbonus, the Torah Kavoya, there was a heter. We'll see. But the Torah Kavoya, there was a specific heter. Even Noach, before he got this heter, he checked it to the Mizbeach. It's for Hashem. Okay. Adam Rishon also checked it. Karbonus is different. It's for Hashem. It's not for you. It's not La'ochla. There's a different kasha about Karbonus, which I'm not going into, and that is, you need something that's kosher to eat, to put on the Mizbeach. Yeah, but since it's, for the Mizbeach, it was allowed. For yourself, for your own tivus, to go widely killing animals, for your own tivus, not allowed. For Hashem, different. But in a chrami, you need an explanation of it, so. The Maskil of David says, that yes, the animal is mutter, could say maybe the mitzvah again, like for Nosan Chorachmim. If you're doing it for a mitzvah, then maybe it's a shmira. I don't know. I hear the aura. We need a proper explanation. I agree. Yeah. So Al Kaponin, the Maskil of David, says that Meis Memela will be mutter. But there's a big question. It's already a Toisvus. Toisvus in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Hayom Abayis says like this. The Gemara says, when the other Rishon is told not to eat from the trees, you can eat everything, but the tree not. So it says, you can eat from ochel toichal from everything. Ochel toichal, the pasuk says. Ochel toichal, the Gemara dash is ochel toichal, but not eva menachai. You can't eat eva menachai. And I ask you, he can't eat any meat, never mind eva menachai. He can't eat any meat. So vos epis not even menachai. So Tosfos answers, meis memela is muta. If it dies by itself, it's muta. Under that, we need to tell you that even though an animal dies by itself is muta. So you might think if a limb falls off by itself, it'll be muta. Come on, if the animal's alive, you're not allowed to have the limb. So that will go very gishmak. That Gemara will go also to Firashi if you learn like the Maskel Ladovid, that meis memela is muta. If you don't learn the Maskel Ladovid, you're going to have to think how to answer up that Gemara. Now, there's another Gemara, back to the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tesama base. It says something very interesting. It says that other Marishan didn't have meat. Asa Gemara, Mesavei. One of the Tanoim say that the Malachim used to bring meat and roast it for other Marishan, and it'd have wine and meat, and that's what got the Nochosh edgy. Hey, he's having a party here. I'm jealous, and that's what got him onto other Mauritians. What's going on? He had meat. We just said he didn't have meat. You see, clearly he did have meat. That's the kasha that the Gemara asks. So the Gemara answers, he had special meat. Meat min ha-shamayim. This was heavenly meat, and therefore he didn't kill any animals. It was from Shamayim, like Mon, and that was allowed. The question is, according to the Maskel Ladovid, according to Tosfos, that Meis Memela was Mutter for other Marishan. If it died by itself, if it didn't kill the animal, you weren't Achzori on the animal, then it's Mutter to other Marishan. But why do you have to come on to Meis Nisim of heavenly meat? Just take an animal that died, and that's what the Malachim fed him with. That's the Kasha. So, the Maskel Ladovid answers something very interesting. He says, that although it was Mutter to eat in a Veda, Adam Arishim kept Kol HaTorah Kula, and you'd say a couple of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zichah wouldn't eat in a Veda, though, halachically speaking, he could eat in a Veda, he wouldn't eat in a Veda. And not only that, he says, if Malachim were preparing his meal, they're not going to cook in a Veda for him and start serving him Nevela. They're Himmel Eden. They're up there. They know what's meant to be, and therefore they're going to feed him only kosher, and therefore it's got to be Min HaShemayim, because you can't kill an animal, and you can't serve a Nevela, practically, and therefore it's got to be Min HaShemayim. Now, I have a little pickbook on this. I want to share it. Who am I? But I just shared our aura, whether it's right or not, I'm not sure, but it's Gishmak aura. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuv Ches Amud Aleph, that you can write the Sefer Torah on parchment of a kosher animal, not a non-kosher animal. Because it says, Torah Hashem Beficho, Torah Hashem Beficho, Min HaMutter Beficho, has to be from something that's mutter to go in your mouth. But the Gemara says that a Nevela, you are allowed to use for Safras. And the question is, why it's not edible? Now this question, by Tusi, one of the troublemakers, asked Rabbi Shua. And Rabbi Shua answered him with a Gishmaka answer. He asked, what's going on? Are you allowed to use a behemoth tmeah for safras? No. Minamut beficha. Why are you allowed to have a nevela? So he said, I'll tell you. If you have someone that's meant to go on the block, he's on death row, and there's two options, who's going to kill him? The executioner that we spoke about, the Ishmaeli, or the king? Which is a more choshev dead person? Who's more choshev? The one that the king killed, because it shows the importance of the person. So he says, what's your question? If you're allowed to use for safras, something that was shechted by the shoychet, surely you're allowed to use something that was shechted by Hashem himself, an avela. That's what he says. Now, lemaisa, you have to explain it, mitzad the drosha, says, min ha-mut beficha, it's not mut beficha. By Tusi, actually asks, it should be mut to eat. He says, no, the Torah says not. Yeah, so min hamut beficha. So explain min hamut beficha from the species that's muta in your mouth. It doesn't actually have to be muta. But that's the longest they explain to him. And the question is, do you take this Gemara literally or not in halacha? So in Kesis HaSofa, in Simon Beis, Sif Aleph, he brings Chasam Sofa that paskins. He paskins from this Gemara that if you have parchment of a nevela or you have parchment of a shchuta, nevela comes first. Because it's better, Hashem killed it. Obviously a nevela that died by itself, a nevela that died by killing it, has less chashivas. But a nevela that died by itself, he paskins halacha l'maisa, you use that. The Ozerua says this Gemara is not to be taken literally, he's just pushing away the min, and it's muta, but it's less choshev than a shochet. So now, if we hold like the Chasam Sofer, that be'etzim and avela is more choshev than a shchuta, because Hashem killed it, then you could hear the Chayra, the Adam Rishon that was before the Torah, although he kept Kol HaTorah Kula, that was trapped, the Hachmi kept the Torah. But when it was more of a chumra to not keep the Torah, it was more right in his time to not keep the Torah, then maybe he didn't keep the Torah. Like we find the Obbos, it was right for them to marry two sisters, so they married two sisters. If klape before the Torah, be'etzem, and the veil is more choshev than a shchuta, like the Chasam Sofer says, and in Safras we actually use it, then could be called kama that the Torah wasn't chal to make the halacha. Because there's a kosov that shchuta comes first, maybe for him, it was more choshev, because we go with be'etzim, it was more choshev. It wasn't normally pshat, is you're doing something that's derogatory to the Torah, because the Torah later is going to ask for it. But here, actually, mitzad seichel ha-Torah, an avail is better. Just, there's a kosov that's also, so it could be before the Torah was chal, maybe Adam was meant to have nevela over and above shchuta. I don't know, it's just a suggestion. And memela, why wouldn't the malachim give it to him, and why wouldn't Yetzir Kapov eat it? It's just a suggestion, ha-orala. Now, time is completely running out, and we have to speak about something about what you eat is what you are. I'm not going to have time to finish it, but I had a bit of an excuse because if the face on the page doesn't look like the person speaking, then probably the title I can change. But the Maisa, I wanted to share with you 2 seconds of it, and that is like this. The Sefer, there's a lot more on this whole topic that I wanted to get to, but the Sefer Ikrim says, we all know many reasons why one shouldn't kill the animals, but he says that the truth is, to this day, he seems to support the vegans, that one shouldn't eat meat, and it's just, he says, it's a hirah shor like yefas toya, because it says a loshon of taiva, when you want to eat meat. And he says, the reason why the Torah didn't allow meat is like the Ramban says elsewhere, that the animals that have claws teach you to be rough, and animals that don't chew the cud teach you never to be satisfied, etc. The animals affect you, the Ramban says, actually bodily, and the other Mepharshim say spiritually, they affect you to the bad. Except some few animals that have good elements to them. He said the Torah wouldn't have really been matter any animals because basically with us, all of them, because of the most, there's more that cause problems than cause good. And basically, when you eat them, it's what you eat is becomes what you are, right? Become animalistic. And that's why normally the Torah would have ushered it. However, since people thought, I can't go into it now, but since people started to think that they were pretty much level to an animal, they could all eat the same things and they couldn't kill each other, they started becoming animalistic anyway, working on the ground and thinking that's what life's all about. So basically he taught us to be above the animal, to shech the animal, to eat the animal, and that way we will understand that we're over and above the animals. And then finally when we understood that, the Torah took back some and made the osa, only the mutter animals are allowed for taiva. But Ikka, he says, it would be better without.